Hey everyone, and welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast, and also welcome to 2018. This photography podcast is being released on January 1st, 2018. And the reason I wanted to do this podcast on the 1st is because, just because it's a new year, there's new photography goals and new things you can do in photography that can start at the beginning of the year. And one of the greatest things that you can do for those who are, you know, kind of new to photography or want to kind of start a new project of their own, or maybe you're just stuck in a creative rut and they don't really know where to go from here. They may be bored with photography. I'm going to show you that there's a couple projects that you can do, a couple self-initiated projects actually, that you could do to really drive your creativity and get you more familiar with your photography, especially if you're new. These two projects can really, really help you out, and you actually have a choice of which project you want to choose. So what do I mean by project? So there are two things that you can do to kind of get you more familiar with all of the things photography related and get you thinking about different things to keep your mind creative and keep your mind actively working to make better photos. And the first one is kind of an obvious one. Some people have actually heard of this one, but nobody has really thought that this is a good idea. I actually have done this one, and it's called the 365 Project. And what this actually means is for the whole year, you have to try to take one really cool creative photo per day. It just means, you know, taking a really awesome creative photo, editing it really nice, and maybe posting it on your portfolio, on your Facebook page, something like that, or just share it with friends or keep it to yourself. But you basically try to create a very interesting photo per day. Now, as you're listening to this, you might think that actually doesn't sound that hard, but it actually is very, very difficult. I personally did this when I first got my very first real, quote unquote, real camera, and I tried to take a photo every day, and I ended up taking some pretty cool photos every once in a while, but most of them were photos where I was really stretching to find something that was just creative. There was a lot of times where I knew that I wanted to get like a really cool sunset or sunrise or something like that, and I would actually have to get up and get that photo in the morning when I wasn't used to really getting up and grabbing a sunrise photo or something like that. So you have to try to get out of your comfort zone and really create a really interesting photo. Sure, there's going to be some days when you're just, you know, you go get home from work and you grab your camera and you're trying to figure out something to take and you just can't think of anything, and you pretty much end up just pointing it at the ceiling or something like that. But you know, it really tries to try to push you into creating a really great photo. So again, that is called the 365 Project. Basically, just taking one photo per day for the whole year, and it's really cool once you get the whole year done. It's really cool to see all of those photos, and you typically see how you have progressed as far as your creativity and your quality of your photos from the first day to the last day. You can probably really see how much your quality has really gone up. It makes you really get used to your camera. Maybe you are going on a trip for a week or something like that, and you really want to take some really cool photos with some different techniques that you haven't really used before, and this is a great way to kind of show those off. It also helps to, again, to post this on some sort of public forum like Facebook or your portfolio and let people know that you're doing this, because that keeps you accountable for doing this. And also it allows people to see the kind of stuff that you're up to. So if you are a photography business owner, you could actually make a small little tab on your website and say 365, and these are the kind of photos that you're doing all year round, and people can kind of check in and see with that. And it also updates your website, which also helps SEO. So it can really benefit you, especially if you're wanting to share it publicly. Okay, so that is the 365 Project. Pretty easy to understand, but it can be very, very difficult to come up with a photo per day. So because that can be very difficult, there's also another project, and it's actually called Project 52. And so what Project 52 is, basically taking one photo per week. Now, this gives you a little bit more leeway in not having to come up with a photo per day. However, this can also be difficult because, you know, you might say that you're going to release your Project 52 photo on a Friday, every Friday, and on a Monday you're thinking, hey, I got five more days to figure this out, and you end up waiting to the last minute. Personally, I have done this project as well, and it took me a really long time to come up with something creative. So to help you guys along, if you're wanting to start this Project 52 photo, if you're just beginning in photography, you probably don't want to jump into the 365 because it can be a little overwhelming at times. But if you want to start the Project 52, I put together a really nice, simple worksheet that will give you kind of tips and a guide to basically follow per week. So I'm going to go over a couple of the things that you could do. So for the for example, one of the ones that you can do for the first week, and you don't have to do these in order, but I kind of label them as 1 through 52, so you kind of get a gist of what they would follow into. But for the first one, it's as simple as doing a rule of thirds photo. So basically doing a composition with the rule of thirds. That's as easy as it is. You can shoot anything you want to as long as it is in the rule of thirds. Week 2 can be a self-portrait, and I'm not just meaning taking a selfie with your cell phone or your iPhone or anything like that. Making a really creative self-portrait of yourself, because as photographers, a lot of times we don't think about taking photos of ourselves, and there are times that we could use one of ourselves. So really creating a really nice self-portrait that is creative. You have a whole week to figure this out. So that's creative. It can really help kind of, again, learn different ways of doing pictures of yourself, but also give you some promotional photos for your business. Another topic that you could actually do is light painting. So basically taking a long exposure and shining maybe a flashlight somewhere and light painting something. That can be a topic as well. Again, it's not, I'm kind of giving you the topics that you can shoot, and then it's up to you to go figure out exactly how you want the photo to come out. The next one could be architecture. Maybe you're not, you're a portrait photographer that mainly concentrates on portraits. Maybe this is a way to kind of get you interested in different fields of photography. So going out and trying to getting a really creative architectural photo, that could be a good one as well. A couple more examples are fireworks. That one can obviously be done on holidays. You can grab some firework photos. Another could be urban exploration, where you go out and look for really creative kind of urban decay photos and get really creative with the editing on that as well. You can do long exposure photography. Another one is iPhone photography, where you don't really have to necessarily have an iPhone, but you basically do smartphone photography, where you shoot on your phone and you edit it all on your phone and then export that JPEG to post wherever you're going to post. So again, that's another way of learning different things when it comes to photography, and so on and so forth. The list has 52 options that you can choose from, 52 topics that you can follow 1 through 52, or you can kind of reorder them the way that you need to. But it's just a simple worksheet to kind of get you familiar with different things in photography. So doing a project like the 365 or the Project 52 is a really great ways to get you thinking about different creative aspects of your photography. So that being said, go ahead and go to the show notes of this episode. The link is in the show notes here, and you'll be able to download this this worksheet for you so you can start a Project 52 challenge of your own. All right, guys, thank you for joining me in this podcast. And everybody, I hope you have a great 2018. Way more podcasts to come throughout the year. And thank you for rating the podcast and subscribing. It's really good to see all the numbers come in and knowing that you guys are really enjoying this podcast. So thank you again. This is Jordan from Sleek Lens, and I'll see you in the next podcast.